Okay, imagine this for a second. Your voice, maybe your face, even your company's whole reputation, twisted, weaponized, and then boom, blasted everywhere online in less than a minute.
It's pretty terrifying. That's kind of the collapse of digital trust we're seeing.
Exactly. But that's why we're doing this deep dive today. We're looking at something potentially groundbreaking. They're calling it a universal deepfake detector.
And the accuracy numbers are, well, frankly, astonishing, like 98%.
98%. So we're going to unpack this truth machine. How does it actually work? And crucially, why does this matter to you, whether you run a business or you're just online like everyone else?
Right. It's not just a celebrity problem anymore.
Not at all. We'll get into the real damage deepfakes are causing, like right now, how fast it happens, and then show how this tech flips the script.
There are some really surprising details in how it works.
Okay, let's dive in. So the grim reality first. We're at a point where you basically can't just trust any digital content you see or hear.
That's the problem. Authenticity isn't the default anymore. It feels like it needs, well, mathematical proof now.
And this isn't just theoretical fear-mongering. We saw that example of Fortune 500 CEO. A deep fake pops up of him supposedly confessing to fraud
Yeah, I remember that case. Went viral almost instantly.
and cost the company, what, $2.3 million in market value? Just like that?
And the fake got something like 50,000 shares before they could even debunk it.
But by then, the damage is done. It's irreversible.
Absolutely. And, the crucial point here is that this isn't just hitting the giants.
Right, you were saying it's trickling down.
Oh, completely. These
Oh.
synthetic media tools, they're cheap. They're easy to find. So attacks are deliberately targeting smaller, local businesses now.
Like what kind of businesses? Give us some examples.
Okay, think about restaurant owners. Suddenly there's a fake video of them saying something offensive, plastered on Yelp or Google reviews. Instant reputation crisis. Or real estate agents. Imagine a virtual tour of a house being hijacked, but with fake audio describing non-existent problems or wildly wrong pricing.
That's insidious.
It is. Financial services, fake audio clips surface, sounding like an advisor giving illegal investment tips. That triggers regulators immediately.
And HR, even.
Yeah, HR managers, consultants dealing with fake videos apparently showing harassment or, some kind of ethics breach. It's incredibly disruptive.
So the barrier to entry for causing chaos is super low, but the cost to defend against it is huge.
That's the economic asymmetry, exactly. An attacker might spend, say, $50 on software and cloud time to create something potentially business-ending.
$50.
Yeah, but the target, the small business, they're looking at maybe $500,000 or more. Easy.
Right.
Legal fees, crisis PR, lost business, trying to claw back their reputation. It's staggering.
And it happens terrifyingly fast. You mentioned this 3-minute destruction timeline. Can you walk us through that?
It's chilling. So, minute one, the fake content gets uploaded. Almost immediately, bot networks start pushing it out, amplifying it on social media.
Okay, minute one.
Minute two, it starts going viral organically. Thousands of views, real people start sharing it. The platform algorithms notice and boost it even further.
Oh, man.
Minute three, crisis point. The target's phone is blowing up. Texts, calls, social media alerts, local news might start sniffing around.
Just 3 minutes in.
Yep. And then within the first hour, maybe up to 3 hours, the damage becomes basically irreversible.
How so?
It hits the actual news cycle. Business partners see it, get spooked, start distancing themselves. If it's a public company, the stock price reacts. Even if it gets debunked later, the stain remains.
It really is like a digital blitzkrieg. And up till now, all you could really do is just shout, "That's not real, that's not me," and hope people believed you.
Pretty much, yeah. A denial against a viral video? That's tough.
But now you're saying there's a way to actually prove it's fake, definitive proof.
Yeah, this is the breakthrough. It's what makes this new detector so different. It's not just another tool giving a probability score, like maybe 70% likely fake.
Right.
The sources describe it as a mathematical sledgehammer. It's designed to provide that definitive binary proof, proof for a judge, proof for journalists, for
That's
regulators.
just proof for the millions seeing it on social media.
Exactly, saying, look, this is mathematically confirmed as synthetic, period.
Mathematical sledgehammer. I like that. So what does that mean practically? How is it? Well, technology agnostic, as you put it.
That's key. It doesn't really care how the deepfake was made. State-sponsored super AI, some fancy new app from a billion-dollar startup.
Or just some kid with open source code.
Exactly. It identifies the synthetic nature regardless of the source generator.
Yeah.
It's looking for fundamental markers, not just flaws in one specific AI model.
Okay, that is a huge leap because the old systems, they had that major flaw, didn't they? Being model specific.
Precisely. They were trained on artifacts, like little glitches, from known AI models. But new models come out constantly, like weekly sometimes.
So the detectors were instantly out of date.
Obsolete, yeah. Plus they had other issues. Adversarial adaptation, where the bad guys figure out how the detector works and tweak their fakes to bypass it.
Ah.
And a big one.
Huh.
False positives. Legitimate real videos getting flagged as fake. That just erodes trust in the detector itself. Makes it unreliable.
Okay, so this new system avoids all that by flipping the script. Instead of looking for fakeness, it looks for realness.
Exactly. It's a human-centric approach, as they call it. Instead of asking what makes this look fake, it asks what proves this is authentically human.
Like finding humanity's digital fingerprint.
That's a great way to put it. It looks for tells that current AI just doesn't have, things inherent to being human.
Can you give examples? What kind of tells?
Sure. So in authentic human speech, there are incredibly complex micro patterns, tiny variations linked to our breathing, our unique vocal tract shape, the way our brain controls muscles. AI speech tends to be, well, too perfect, too clean, lacking these subtle organic signatures.
Okay, speech patterns. What else?
Faces. Real human faces have muscles that move in very specific, coordinated ways based on underlying anatomy. AI might make a face look real, but it struggles to perfectly replicate those subtle, authentic muscle dynamics, especially under different expressions or lighting.
Hmm. Impossible to fake muscle movements.
Right. And even technical things, like video compression. Real video, say from a phone or a camera, often has specific compression fingerprints based on the hardware and software used. AI-generated video lacks that authentic provenance. Its digital texture is different.
So it's looking for these inherent proofs of human origin that AI struggles to mimic.
Precisely. It's a much more fundamental approach.
But okay, while this sounds like a massive win, it's probably not the end of the story. So this sounds like an arms race.
It absolutely is. This is a huge victory for detection, no doubt.
Yeah.
But it also signals the start of what you might call deepfakes 2.0.
Meaning
every time there's a big defensive breakthrough in cybersecurity, the attackers adapt. They learn. They evolve. This detector raises the bar, but it also gives the creators of deepfakes a new target to aim for.
So you're saying they'll try to build fakes that can mimic these human patterns?
That's what security researchers are expecting, yeah. Next-gen tools will likely try to incorporate more detailed models of human physiology, breathing, muscle movement, specifically to fool these new detectors. The race continues.
Okay, so for businesses listening, this isn't just interesting tech news. This has immediate practical consequences, right? Both good and bad, maybe?
Definitely. It creates urgent needs, but also real opportunities. Let's break that down.
How does it change things defensively?
For a business owner, it's like finally getting a technological shield. Instead of just hoping people believe your denial, you can potentially get mathematical proof. This attack against us is synthetic. It shifts you from pure damage control to maybe proactive threat neutralization.
Okay, that's powerful. What about content creators?
For them, authentic human-made content just became even more valuable. In a world potentially flooded with AI stuff, being able to prove your work is real, that's a massive differentiator.
Interesting. And lawyers?
Oh, this is huge for legal. Think about evidence authentication. In court, depositions, regulatory filings. Being able to mathematically verify if a video or audio clip is real or synthetic, it's going to be as essential as, like, email verification is today.
And for bigger companies, enterprise leaders.
Compliance. Content authentication protocols are likely going to become mandatory, especially in regulated industries. I'd say within 24 months, maybe sooner, you'll need to prove the integrity of your digital communications.
So getting ahead of this curve gives you an edge.
A significant one. Think about early adopters of email security or website security certificates. It builds trust. Having verified real content, maybe even with visible watermarks or badges, will become a competitive advantage. Customers and regulators will demand it.
But there's kind of an uncomfortable truth underlying all this, isn't there? The fact that we need this detector, it feels like an admission of defeat in a way.
That's a really important point, yes. It means we're no longer reliably preventing these attacks at the source. We're shifting to labeling them after they're already out there, causing harm.
We've sort of lost control of the basic information environment.
In a sense, yes. The default assumption of authenticity is gone. That burden of proof is flipped. Now you have to actively prove something is real. And that breakdown, it affects everything. Democratic processes, our legal system, journalism, even just trusting people online.
Wow, when you put it like that.
It's a fundamental shift. When any piece of evidence can be plausibly denied as a deepfake, how do you make reliable decisions based on evidence anymore? It destabilizes things.
Okay, so the deepfake wars aren't coming. They're already here. And this detector is a new, powerful weapon, but the fight continues. What should organizations, what should you listening, be doing right now?
Act now. Don't wait. Preparation is key. There are immediate actions you should take.
Okay, like what?
First, start implementing content watermarking and authentication systems for your own original content now. Videos, audio, important documents.
So you can prove your own stuff is real later.
Exactly. Second, educate your workforce. Everyone needs to understand what synthetic media is, how realistic it can look, and what these new detection capabilities mean. Awareness is the first line of defense.
Makes sense.
Third, update your internal policies. Your crisis response plan needs a specific section on handling deepfake attacks. How do you verify suspected fakes? How do you handle potentially synthetic evidence? Your compliance procedures need updating too.
Okay, those are immediate steps. What about longer-term strategy?
Long-term, you need to lean into authenticity. Position your commitment to real, human-created content as a core value, a competitive advantage. Make it part of your brand.
Use it as a selling point.
Absolutely. And establish partnerships now. Start talking to the leading companies developing these authentication technologies. You want access to the best verification tools as they evolve.
So this breakthrough isn't just a technical fix. It's really heralding a whole new era in how we communicate digitally.
I think so. We're basically seeing the birth of what some are calling the authentication economy.
The authentication economy. Tell me more.
It's a whole new sector emerging,
right?
Purely focused on verifying digital content. Think new companies, new jobs, new services, all built around proving what's real online. It's potentially a multi-billion dollar industry in the making.
Wow, a whole economy built on proving reality.
It sounds sci-fi, but it's happening.
So the fundamental message here is the age of, just trust me, digitally speaking, it's over.
Completely over. We're now in the age of, here's the mathematical proof, verification is the new dumb line.
Okay. For the enterprise leaders listening, feeling maybe a bit overwhelmed, can we make this even more concrete? What should they be doing, say, over the next month?
Yeah, let's break it down into a proactive 4-week plan. This is about getting prepared now.
Week one.
Assessment. Take a hard look at all your digital content workflows. Where do you create content? Where is it stored? Where is it shared? Identify the content most at risk. Maybe executive communications, financial reports, marketing materials.
Okay, know your vulnerabilities. Week 2.
Week 2. Technology. Start researching the providers of these new authentication and detection tools, which ones fit your needs, your content types, and crucially, start testing them. Pilot projects. See how they work with your actual stuff.
Get hands-on with the tech. Week 3.
Week 3. Policy. Time to update the paperwork. Revise your crisis communication plan for deepfake scenarios. Develop clear internal policies on how and when content must be authenticated. Create training materials for your employees.
Get the rules and training in place. And week 4.
Week 4. Implementation. Roll out pilot authentication systems on some key content flows. Run tabletop exercises, simulate a deepfake attack. How does your team respond based on the new policies? And set up monitoring systems to watch for potential synthetic threats targeting your brand.
Assess, research tech, update policy, implement and test. That sounds like a solid plan.
It's about building resilience proactively.
The bottom line really seems to be, don't wait for an attack to force your hand. This technology exists, the threat exists, get prepared.
Exactly. And maybe one final thought, something really practical for everyone listening.
Go for it.
Start watermarking your own original content right now. Videos you post, maybe even important personal photos. Date it. Timestamp it. If you're technically inclined, maybe even look into blockchain verification for critical assets.
Why the urgency on personal stuff, too?
Because 6 months or a year from now, you might actually need to prove that your own face, your own voice, belongs to you and has been stolen or faked.
Wow. That's a chilling thought, but powerful advice.
It's the reality we're heading into.
Okay, so welcome everyone to the future of digital communication. It's definitely going to be weird, maybe unsettling, but hopefully with the right preparation, your organization and you personally won't just survive this shift, you'll actually thrive.